Okay. So we open the Shulchan Aruch. Have an Ezra, if you have one, you look inside. We'll start with Simon Chavov Siv Beis. Im Hichnis Isha L'chupa Enem Eskadesh Bekach V'yesh Omim Shu Sofek. It's a famous Gemara Masech the Kiddushin, but the Chupa is Kona, not Kona, and some say actually it is Kona, which is quite a remarkable Chiddush. Halacha, but it's relevant in some cases. I should really talk about Sif Aleph, which is maybe even more important. I don't know if we spoke about that yet. About the obvious fact that a woman who's never got married, but she's living with a man, is not considered to be a Mekudeshes. And some say that they're a Pilegesh. Do we speak about Pilegesh? I don't think we even spoke about Pilegesh. One of the solutions to the Aguna problem is that of Pilegesh. Great, Pilegesh. Halacha lemaisa, Pilegesh is absolutely awesome in our Torah. Pesach al Rambam. Awesome in our Torah, Pilegesh. It's a terrible thing, and no one should ever suggest it. Rambam calls it Rambam. Lokim ishmi loosia kadesha. That's been the accepted halacha for hundreds of years, and someone to try to find heterim based on the other Rishitas and Rishonim is absolutely unconscionable. Just want to bring that to your attention. We're getting Simon Chavav. Okay. I'm just trying to go in a little bit in order. Simon Chav Zayin. Sif Aleph. Bekes of Ketzad. Right? Everyone knows the first mission of Masech the Kiddushin. What's it say? Noshma b'fnei shnayim pruta. Says the Ber Hetev, Kore de Shneiden, Umalem Tabas Kiddushin, Imu Shove pruta. Is it Shavu Pruta? For Omal Hem Arav Ruza Atabas Shavu Pruta. Omim Hain. Yes, because this is Shavu Pruta. And the Edom said yes. Okay. And they Yasir Ha LeEdom Sheyiru Nesinas Atabas Atzvakala. That's what they're there for. To watch to put the chos to put the on her finger. V'Kadosh B'Yemin Didei G'Yemin Akala. Uve Etzva Samach LeGodol Shnikba Etzva Yosem Atabas on the index finger. An index finger. This is very important to put on index finger. That's the minute found over here in the Bar Hetev. Fine. Good. Let's go on. There's more to be said, but let's go on. Simon Chav Zayin, which is many halachas, and we're skipping it around, to Sif Dalit. Omala Rat Mekudeshes for the Oma Li, Ena Mekudeshes. How do you like that? The Chenika. You have to say the word Li. Now, you know, a lighter note, when they would teach the rabbis in the old years to prompt the chosen, people didn't know anything. He said, Hare, Hare, At, At, Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes. Now what? So they told the rabbis, tell him, Say Li. So the old joke was, the guy would say, Say Li. I thought it was a joke, because I saw it happen twice in my life. The guy said, Say Li. I kid you not. Said, no. So, if you're dealing with an Amoris, doesn't know do anything, you have to figure out a way how to explain this, that we shouldn't make this mistake. These days, they're cue cards. Almost at all weddings, they give you a cue card to read from. That's the best way of the prompt. At my wedding, Rav Salavation, he prompted, and he said, I remember again, Harayat, Harayat, Mekudeshes Li, Mekudeshes Li. If no one's going to think that the Rav is marrying my wife, so he didn't bother to say Mekudeshes Li, so that's what happened. After the chuppah, I went to the yichud room, I don't know, but they told me afterwards that Rabbi Herschel Schachter Zal came over to the Rav and said, Rebbe, you have to tell your Talmidim the Nusach. He's a good Talmud, he knows the Nusach. He went and gave him a wave and they told him, Ata Mishnah with a Yerushalmi and Bikurim. And they explained that the pshat was, when it comes to bikur bikurim, they used to be embarrassed. Those who didn't know the nusach by heart, they were mocking to everybody with shim lo plug. Okay, these days I think it's better since you're dealing especially with people who know how to read, just give them the cue card. If you don't give them the cue card, you make a mistake. You know, I was at a wedding just last week, and you know, I don't trust all the they come with all the cue cards. I came with my little piece of paper, has the Birchas Erison and the Shever Brachos. Well, they had the cue cards for the Shever Brachos. They had no cue card for the Birchas Erison or for the Nusach HaKiddushin. So I read it and I told the fellows that Talmud, just say the word. He knew the words. You know. He said, Harei Abakudesh Li Kedas. Oops. I said, whatever, you forgot about Tabazu. So afterwards, someone wrote down for me on my little piece of paper on the crib sheet, those harayats for the next guy. I was once at a wedding with a choshev Talmud Chacham. Harei at muteres. What's the other end? That's people get flustered, they can make mistakes. So it's always better to have the text in some way presented to the choshev appropriately. All right? Okay. This is in Siman Chav Zayin, Siv Dalet. Fine. Siv Zayin. Nos Nehi Lo Kesef from Iranian Mekudeshes Lecha Eina Mekudeshes. Everybody knows this. It's cheetah. Everybody knows the Gemara. But I'm really saying it for a reason. Double ring ceremonies. It's a serious problem. Rav Moshe, the Tshuva, is not even sure that they're even married. If they think that you need both rings to achieve the Kiddushin, then maybe they're not even married. So you should resist double ring ceremonies at all costs. Some rabbanim say if you're forced to, they give you no choice, and you can send it to somebody else. Many cases of this, go somewhere else. Go let someone else do it. But if you feel that that's going to have a worse outcome, there are those who say, you know, he should give her the wedding. He should say the magic words and give her the ring, and then we duksuba we'll get to, and then you have shever brachas and all that stuff, right? And then after it's all finished, it's done. You're about to leave. Then, if she wants to give him a ring, some rabbanim say that could be countenanced. So I don't like that either. I would never allow it. Yes?
To what extent, why would it would undermine the man's giving the ring?
Yes, because if the impression is conveyed that they're only married because they both exchange, like in the Catholics, they exchange rings. So if you think the exchanging of rings is what does the wedding, that's not true. Kiyigachi shisha, otherwise it doesn't work. We're not being made so fast that they shouldn't need to get, although that's the poskim do bring that into consideration in some cases. Just make this point to you. Simin Chaf Ches. We're going to. That's a very, very, very long simin. We're going to skip 99.9% of it. Just want to show you one little thing. Okay. We have over here in the Beis Shmuel, Siv Katan. Memtes. Someone takes an object which is not really his. Then what do you do? I'll call upon him, says the Beis Shmuel. Call him a Sadek Kiddushin, Tzarlizor, Lishol, Esachosin, Imataz, Shalom. Who? Or Mshol Atabas. Vim Shol Atabas, Tzarl Lishol, also Imodil, Lamashal, Shivaton, the Kaddishbo. So every rabbi has to ask the chassid, did you buy this ring with your own money? Right? That's what you have to ask. I was at a wedding not that long ago. But it was a problem. The ring was paid for by the kallah side of the family. Oh boy. It was like hutim. And this was discovered at the last second by the I wasn't the Messiah Kedushin. Someone else, I ran to the back, to the guy. You know, the chassid's sitting underneath. The kallah's in the back. And everyone's sitting, and I run to the back to speak to the caller and the father, and they call me, the jeweler was there. So he called him out and said, what exactly did you do? You marked the ring right then and there to the chosen. So you have to make sure that the ring was bought by the chosen with its own money. That's the only thing we're doing in this long simul chav ches. Now, yeah.
Very often it's with the chosen's parents.
Okay, it's better that it should be marked the ring to him, because that's very important. If they give the ring to him with Matana Gemura, it should work.
Okay. Even if he's still Shomei Chal
Shachanam,
they can still be Machlintim?
That's a good question. It's the best thing they should do with it. Should give him enough money. He should have money on his own, a little bit of money. And then once he gets money, it's his, then he can buy the ring. Okay. Rabosai, Simen Lamed Aleph, Siv Beis. What happens if he's something, you're Makash with something, an item, we're not asked Bishamasam. Pom Tom Shem Harbe. You know what this is? Avonim Tobus Magolius, Rayotzi Behem. Oh boy. Tzorach Shumal or some Fadaita. Even Evan Stam, it's a problem. Tzorach Shumal. Lachain Nogul the Kaddish Betabas. She'ein bo Evan. Make sure the plain ring with no stone. Okay, we go further than that. When we come home, no again, takas a chupa lisho la'edim in matabas shavu pruta. The next question. Today should take the hakala she'en v'kashin rak v'shavu pruta. Okay, everyone knows that question. You probably, if you, Kala asked that question at your wedding, I assume. The edim we asked, okay. Gam nogen lechasos pnei akalos atznuos ve'enem akpidos b'mamekadosh osam. The source for covering the Kala's face, according to the Ramah here, nothing to do with anything else, but to show that she's not looking too carefully at the ring, even if it's not worth that much, we still cover her face. Okay? Good. Problem is, what if they cover it the way the Hasidim cover it? Can't see through. We, in our circles, they cover it with a thin veil. Cover it with a towel, you can't see anything. So the Pesachet Shuvah is bothered with that question. It's a serious question. Kidesh isha shev panem b'chus b'shas kiddushin lo ra'o osa. Now what? My bitza, she's not married. Mekadesh b'lo edim. Mekadesh b'lo edim. Do you believe what's going on? Yeah. That's it. Finished. Not married. So the Marit says, no. They saw the marriage kiddushin, didn't know who the woman was. Came and shechol nahachzik b'lo lo ra'o osa. Others say, the Pesachet Shuvah says, well, he's quoting from Tekilas Yaakov, apparently. Look, this is how he phrases it. In this particular case, it's your dear ear. Kemen de Mahani Edusan, im Yerusha Boal Ish Acheres or Isha Befneim. Kemosh im Yeru Edim, Liachat Sheponim Bechusa, Ratzach Lechaveiro. That's what the murderer too did here. They cover their faces like those, you know, those. I'm talking about? The masks, ski masks. You can't see a thing. So you say, I saw him kill somebody. So I grab him, and then if police come, and I'm 2 Adam. You didn't see my face when I killed him. That's ridiculous. We now uncovered your face. Same thing. If the Adam, you need Adam Kiyam over here. So if the Adam see a man who they do see, he's not covering his face, and they see him marrying a certain woman, and then the woman goes and does beer with some other man, so she's chayvas misa. They never saw a face. So it's considered to be Eide Kiyam. That's what he says. Okay, so but nonetheless, some Rabbanim, if there's a thick towel, ask the mother to pick up the towel so that the Adam can see the face of the Kala. The truth is, if we really honestly, if the Adam don't know the Kala from before, first time I saw the Kala, can they pull it out of a lineup? I'm asking you. I mean, just imagine the Rabbanim, the Chosn Rabbanim, they never met the Kala before in their life. And they'll open, they'll say, okay, good, it's fine. And they'll come back later and there'll be 10 women all look similar to each other and say, which one is the Kala? I don't know. Interesting question. So the assumption is she's the Kala because they got the wedding invitation and then we don't know who everybody is. So there's another tzad l'hokal in this particular situation. Fine. Simon Lamed Gimel Siv Beis. This highlights of Siddur Kiddushin of Rosh Hashanah. We can spend much more time on these things. But we're rather limited. Simen Lamed Gimel Siv Beis. HaMekadosh B'Bia Data Wal Gemar Bia. Okay. That's a Din B'Furish in the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin. Okay. Says the Beis Shmuel, Pesach Kon Vav, Chutz B'Yavama Afilim Omer Data Wal Gemar Bia Kona B'Hara. Ubiya acha kiddushin kona b'ara. That's the and you know bia makes nisuin. It's based on a Rabbi Nissim Gaon quoted by Tosfos Masechta Kiddushin, and Rav Soloveitchik explained it very beautifully that the difference in kiddushin and nisuin, a fundamental difference. Kiddushin is a maisa kinyan, ha'isha nikneis. A I'll tell you another light story. When I was a Talmud in Keren B'Yavne, way back in Tavshin Chav Zayin, after Pesach, we learned Kiddushin. So I was going home on a bus from Yerushalayim to Keren B'Yavne, and I sit down on a bus, and some lady sits next to me, and she says, Slicha, Ken, Afshar Lishol Shela, Ken, Mazot Omeret Ha'isha Niknet. I told her all it means is it's a means that of course that a man doesn't own his wife as he owns chattel. But da 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 da. Lucky she didn't see later on. It said the Evadivri nickna, the Kanani nickna, Behemagasa nickna. So, but anyway, that's how I answered her. So kiddushin is a ma'isa kinyan. It's a ma'isa kinyan, and the ma'isa kinyan you could postpone. My Rebbe explained. Oh, that's a BS. No, it's the first part of this. We have the beer. No, it's a beer which starts now, but dato agamar beer. He wants the kiddush to take place when it's over at the end. So in fact, he can postpone it those minutes, seconds, minutes, whatever it is from the harot to the gamar beer. When it comes to nisuin, you can have that in mind, all right, but doesn't help. You can't have ain tnai v'nisuin. Nisuin is a matzah, but it's not a kinyan. It's a state. A kiddush mikudesh is eishes ish bebeis. Avia and Nisua's Asia Sish Bevei's Bala, the ultimate base Bala is the Bia. And I can't play with that. It is what it is. Since we pass in Haro, it's considered already Bia for called Dine Torah. So it doesn't matter that talking about Bia. It's going to be, she's Nisua will take place anyway right away. So we explain this, which is going to be, we spoke about it a little bit in the past. We'll try to come to it as the Shia goes on, as much as we can. Simon Lamed Dalet, Sif Aleph. You marry a woman, you have to make a bracha. Yesh omrim achem mevorach. That's our minute. The chosid should make the bracha. It's his mitzvah. Our minute is that achem mevorach. Someone else. What's the nusach? Os lanu asarusa hitlanus anasuos lanu. Okay, the Machaba only has anasuos and brackets is lanu. That's a minute of Rabbi Natam. Yeah, the word lanu should be clear what it means. We all know what it means, but just to make it. Make it clear. Yeah, okay. So on that Chelkas Mechokek, Kain Kosu Kol Achronim, Sivkotin Gimel. I don't have the right Shulchan Aruch. This is a Shulchan Aruch called Rosh Pina, which for some reason is missing the two volumes that it used to be in the basement, in the Bezin room, so I can't tell you what he says. You look it up, you'll see something of note, but what I can show you is the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva says over here, Sivkot Aleph. He wants to know a bracha. Who makes the brachas? So usually it's made by the chosin. The rabbi is the chosin's emissary. What about a cheresh? It says, Dogo B'Ravov, I'm a supik. Besada Kiddushin is Lulavai Shasame Oretz. So it's a chosin. He can't hear you. How do you make the bracha? If the kala is shaykh of birchas erusin, maybe you can make a bracha. Cheresh v'chereshes, can make a bracha. Some say, it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah, as the Rambam would have it, it's a birchas shevach v'hodah. That's the minhag of the Rosh. The Mechaba says you make the bracha before, over l'asiyasa, based on the Rambam. Okay. Some say that you should make the bracha after kiddushin. Why? Shema tachzar. I never saw a kala back out under the chuppah, but shema tachzar. Okay. So they say, but the eved you can make the bracha after the kiddushin, which many say you should do the chatchila. The Rosh says it's permissible, especially if someone else makes the bracha not the chosn. That indicates perhaps. Would be a birchas shemitzvah, the chosn would do it. In fact, if someone else makes a birchas shevach v'hodah, maybe he can do it even though there's a cheresh and also chereshes, perhaps. We skip all the way to Simon Mem Beis, Sif Beis. Okay. You need Shnei Eidim, this is clear. Ha-Makadosh Shelo Be'Eidim, Ha-Filu Be'Erechot, Enim Kiddushin. Ha-Filu Shnei Modim Be'Dover. Even Ein Echad is Mikra Din is nothing. So I'm a Macha, but Mikra Din, it's nothing. Okay? Fine. let's just go a little bit further. In Kiddush Lifnei Shnayim Ve'echad Me'em Karov Havekim Ekash Lifnei Erechot. Says the Chalkos Mechokek V'lo Nifsal Hasheni B'Tziruf V'Lekarov The Mari Yishlo Nistar V'Shas Ria L'Dasa Rosh The Boy Tarti L'Dasa Rif L'Hikir B'Kruvoso Mishumchuma De Kiddushin Chashinu L'Chatchila. According to the Rif, Karov Apostle only applies if I knew the guy was possible. This is a very, very important point that the Chalkos Mechokos of Kotan Vav is bringing up. Why is that so? Because in cases where you have a problem with one of the Kiddushin, A, the Kiddushin was possible, according to the Rif, I assume they didn't know it was possible if they were Yachadim, so the according to the Rif is going to be a good Kiddushin. Rabbi Vadya, who's the biggest maker in the Shaila, has problems with this Rif. The Chasvardi, the Rif, says that they don't know about it's absurd, we don't say them Sakar of Apostle. He gets out in a very difficult way. It's hard to understand how he gets out of this one. But he's famous for being Makel in these Shailas, Halacha L'Maisa. But in my opinion, it's not correct. My Rebbe held it was not correct. The famous story, my Rebbe was such a big Gevaldig Baal Masbir. He was Masbir in the Shiur when he learned Sanhedrin, that there's a big distinction between Mishpacha, Mishpachas Av Kuya Mishpacha, and Sher Bosa, Arias. And it was such a good Baal Masbir that the Chosn thought that a relative on the mother's side was not possibly Eidus. So he appointed his first cousin as his from his mother's side to be an Eid Kiddush. I kid you not, the story really happened. So they came to the Rav Efsa, to Rebbe, you ruined this. Your Hezbe got this Chosn, what do we do now? They waved his hand and said, they're married, don't bother me. Why are they married? Because there were other Eidim there. I carve a puzzle. No, they didn't realize it was a puzzle. That's maybe one reason, but this is Chuvah Sarif. And many other reasons as well. Let's take a look over here as we go on. It says in Siv Gimel, Sarach Shira Mekadesh and Meskadesh is Eso Eidim. They have to know that they're there. Avlim Ro, Sum Shnai Mechalon, Neim Rona, Menu Nirim, Enes Yichim Menu Get. Because it's Eidim Kiyum. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know it's in front of Eidim. If you think it's not in front of Eidim, you can say it's a joke. Say it's a joke. Okay? Why? I was making a joke. Schok biyama retzirama. Okay? Fine. Nonetheless, so there's a question, what if they didn't see the Eidim and it wasn't a joke? Is it Kiddushin or not Kiddushin? Some say it is Kiddushin and the Chalkos Mechokos, it's not Kiddushin anyway. Anan Sadi, the Lo Kibbul Hashem Kiddushin. Okay? That's what it says. If we're Eidim Psulim, Heim Lo Yodol the Eidim Heim Psulim, and the other Eidim there, it may depend on the Shaila. Kon the Chakos B'Chokos should be Kiddushin. They had a mind Hashem Kiddushin, and there were in fact Eidim there. Kon to the Marit, even in that case, perhaps, it's not Kiddushin. For whatever, we can't go into all these reasons right now, that he quotes over here in Sivkotin Yud. Even Kiddushin, lo mahani, hatorah efkia Kiddushin, without Eidim. So maybe it wouldn't in this case as well. Now we come to the really heavy stuff, Siv Dalit. Says as follows. Watch this. It says, "Kiddush lifnei Eidim afil lo'om ala atem Eidim mekudeshes." We have a minute of doing yichud Eidim, but you didn't. Still mekudeshes. Afil yichud Eidim yichol ba'achem shiro ma'aseh lahoyed. You have to see the nesina mamish. You didn't see the nesina mamish, and then you heard something. Eidim kiddush na shiro nesina mamish. En holch nacha. Okay, this is what it says over here. Good. Now I come to the Pesachei Tshuva. Look what it says. Chasam Sof Simen Kuf. Roar the husband Adam the Chatzil the Kiddushin will get. Al Roav owned them Bishas Kiddushin Ami Krovim. Yes, Shlachas of Mashkotz of the Ritvin Kiddushin Mem Gimel. By Kiddushin, the Svar to say even the Merze is Kulam Batalim. So we should be Machal the Chatzilah. The Ritva that Vav and Makas is the minute Kodun Liachat Shnei Adam the Kiddushin. The word about Shitas Rashi. First in Choshen Mishpat Simel Lamed Vav. Kivin Lechud below Tzirif Agoda Bevezin Adas Kulam Batal. When a Korbim Bechavan Lehoid. That's what the Drisha says it's right. Shach says it. Okay. B'mizan the Maiden. That's the minute of the Ramah. That's the minute. Do you say Beferish? Amiyachat these Adam. My Rebbe was very makbut to say Beferish. Pasha says, no. You call up Reuben and Shimon Adam, that's good enough. You call them to Adam. Obviously, they're there for that purpose. It's Kamazman. Better to be Mechavim Beferish, Minik Ashkenaz, quotes the Ktsos, the Ritva, a long discussion. Okay, here's a Shaila. This is a Chasam Sofer. There's a Hasidic Kedushin, and with two Adam. Many people were there. They didn't even watch so carefully. After a few weeks, the Shamish, who's Mitzarev, is a Korov Lakala. Need a second marriage. Second wedding. It's hard to do a second. Zilusa de Rabbana, Shibashas Achuba, Lo Gishu, Zilusa Mashpacha, Ezra Shua, Sachar Achasta, they're living together in a few weeks. Chasam Sofer says, you know what? Mios Tov, what's the big deal? It's quiet, you let her give a ring in front of two Adam. But you want to know the real din? No. Obviously, you don't need another kiddushin. Why? Yediyah gemura brura under the chuppah, the rabbanim, the kiddushin, the mevarchim. She went becheskas nesua without any pickbook. Anan sadi kulanu edim esiris kiddushin gedin. 100 edim. Only one problem. You and miyacha ne posel. That's the problem. That's a problem. He says. Answer to that question is as follows. He says, "Tchilas asyon tzrichem edim yede kiyum, afal pi she'ein miyachtem edim, mikol makom das habaylam einem ela laksherim, v'lav kol kiminar de psulim levat leretzon habaylam." Oh, that's if you're not miyachet stam. Im kein hocha afal pi shehizmin rabbi mesad as the apostle starf, lav kol kiminay lehafse lakidushin. Shachosn v'kala miyanu ba'ovla rotzo shi'oleim edim zulas haksherim. And b'chlal anan tzadi, there's no din of tzir of psulim v'krovim. Every anan tzadi is everybody in the world. Ein beis mechush migar adin, that's what the Mios tov. This is exactly the psak of the Chasam Sofer. That's what my Rebbe held. That's what I hold. Halacha l'maaseh. It's very hard to be mekel in a guna case. It's based upon the fact that the edim were not exactly what who they should have been. Okay, it's against the. Against the Abi Omer. Against. To go into the whole lumber, they don't have time. If you look at the Ramakomas, there's a Mari Vial over here. Well, the Mari Vial seems to be saying that if there's an aid possible, that it's, you say Nimsa Karva possible when it comes to Kiddushin. But if you look very carefully in the Chuvas Mari Vial, he seems to be saying, because he holds that you have to be the man of the eight. Let's see if I can give you some of the language of the Mari Vial. I think it's in here somewhere. Give me a minute. So that Mari Vial, although it certainly exists, the question is, do we in fact paskin that way? I'm going to find this. Oh. Nim Sechat Karv Apostle. Give me a second. I want to read his lashon. Here we go. See, Abia Omer is relying on the Mari Vial. It's in Simon Zion, quote. A long, long story. He writes as follows. Lo yichtu edem, here, kem yichtu edem psulim, you can hoise a kavanosam, watch this now. Sheo edem, she yichtu you edem, velo acherim. Doesn't say because of the Karav Apostle. Because they know Adam. It's a lack of Adam. Because they wanted Reuven and Shimon to be Adam and nobody else. And he quotes the Russian Makkas. Im hizmin amal va'edim ksherim va'omdu shama krov v'psulim afim kivna lahar d'bo v'edim v'bezim on his bad edes ha'ksherim the kema the shiichet as edav lakol kamini lafsim v'mono. That's what it says. Hamazmin edav hotzi kol achem michal edus. That's it. Alma tolib azmanas edim. See here too. Koshkan appear shavash bam im kivnu lahar d'pasli kol edus mahani tamim never the tzricha l'kiddush n'achayim. That means that's the last thing he throws in the Rashba. Until now, he wasn't discussing the issue of Karav Apostle. This is what, if you look at Ein Yitzchak, also in the Mamakomas, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, when it's Eidim Psulim, lo mahani Eidus achayim shlo hizmen na'edus, tinakav uvda shakosav marit avdim meluim, there were tumuna machori agedah, kiddush b'fnei edim shenim tzu psulim. And the Malum says, b'tuv tam imamash b'kiddushim, to be inan edim mekayim edovah b'guf ha-kiddushim. So the chasaron is, Rabbi Osai, not Karav Apostle, but the lack of edus. And do we in fact pass in that way? No! We don't pass like this, Mari. If we pass like we saw before in the Chasam Sofer, you don't have to be Mazmin Eidim. So therefore, the Mariv holds, since Kiddushim requires Eide Kiyum, the Chosn must appoint the Eidim if you didn't appoint him. So then you have in mind everybody. If you're Mechad Eidim Sulim, then you mean you want only these Eide Kiyum and nobody else. It's a mistake. That's the Chasam Sova, in effect, says. It's a tos. Un Salav Kamandi Ovid. A tos doesn't mean that you did it. So the chasaron is not Karav Apostle. The chasaron is you have no edim. You just have no edim. There are no edim. As opposed to mamonis, you only need a kiyum. So therefore, it seems to me that halacha lemaisa, that we paskin against the mariv, as we just saw in the chelkas mechok and the beis shmul. So the halacha, it's hard to rely on the mariv, it seems to me, because the beis shmul says that the chelkas mechok and disagrees with the marit and the mariv. This whole new thing, you have to appoint Edom. Not true. He passed like the Chasam Sofer. And so much so, he didn't even bother doing an extra Kiddushin except for Miyos Tov. And my Rebbe didn't bother the Miyos Tov. And Rav Moshe was that way. Ebenezer, Chelik Dalet, Simon Memvov and Pei, Edom Ksherim, Roas, HaKiddushin, Mekudeshes, Av Kshiyichtu Edom Sulem. Gomarno. It's hard for me to be Mekal, even though Rav Avadja, who was a great Godel, was Mekal. He had based on the Mariv. But again, if it's Karav Apostle, the riff is a problem. And I think it's based on something else, which we don't stop on Paschal night. Fine. Okay, I'm halfway through. Halfway through my time. So let's now turn those out. It's the next page of the Maror Makomos. We'll do what we can. And I can't finish everything. We'll try. Simen Mem Tes. Sif Gimel. Very important halacha. Kol mish eno baki b'tiv gidin v'kiddushin lo yelo esa gimoyim. Shebekal yochol litos v'yat esa erva v'gorom l'habas v'mzerim b'yisrael. This just frightened everybody in this room from ever doing a siddur kiddushin. As it sounds like. Whoa. Says the Taz, you know, kiddushin ain't shem harbe protim. Get a different story. Get a whole different story. Okay, so there's some who claim, you know, based upon this, that kiddushin is a walk in the park, right? That's what they claim. Okay, let me just find the right place. One second, please. Oh. Says that someone suggests, why is that getting the Kiddushin in that order? It means, don't do a Kiddushin which follows a get. You have to pass whether the get was good or not. But Stama Kiddushin, first time Kiddushin, is not included. That's what some say. Pischa Tshuva said, you know, you have to be careful. To be careful over here. It says, Lo Bechinam Hugulu Bedoras Lolo Shein Besadin Kiddushin Bilti Ho Taras Harav. Harbe Mechsholim. Shivo the Kaddish Chas Vesholim Isa Erva, Oshnia, Kashakor Bizmanenu. There were real cases. Real cases. Only a Rav Amor Tzedek Bekiloso. So you should be careful about this. Make sure you know what you're doing. And it's a good idea, if you do it for the first time, to have someone looking over your shoulders. Make sure if there's a senior Rav there, and you know, he helped me out. If I make a mistake, please correct me. You know, people say all kinds of funny things, and you know, I will almost never correct anything because I don't want to embarrass anybody. Only once I corrected somebody. That's what I'm going to keep doing forever. He get announcements, make announcements, announcements. Okay, we just have the first stage of the putting the ring on the finger. That's the engagement, he said. Erisim is engagement, and then we have the chuppah, which is the second stage called nisuin. Engagement. If he thinks he puts the ring on her finger that he's engaging her, that's trouble. That's marriage. That's kiddushin. That's eishes ish bebeis avia and bebeis malah. I had to go after me after it.
Huh? You do both at the same time, kiddushin and.
Oh, did we explain that a little last week? Yeah, it's okay. We'll count back a little bit about it again. We're going to Simon Nunhei. It comes up again. We spoke about it last week. It comes up again. Simon Nunhei Sif Aleph. Harusa asur lebayla lebedivrei sofim calls manshi bebeis avia. We just said aslan sarusas makas martus. You know what we notice from erev Pesach? You know that's everyone knows this thing from erev Pesach. You know, matzah erev Pesach is like brawler resos misla. That's most people know it from there. You know, after that, from the Evan Ezra. Okay, good. They shouldn't be stamp. Shouldn't lada biyachad shliyakutzu zebeze. Feel b'shiduchim below eris and nishlochas. They shouldn't be in the same house when they are engaged. That's a good idea. If they come into one another's house for Shabbos, stay by a neighbor. This is what's based upon this Ramah. It's a piece of very, very good advice. Okay. Fine. Okay. Again. Talab lo brocha asur lebala kanida. What does that mean? Says the Rambam holds, doesn't mean brocha. It means chuppah. V'nikra al shem brocha. He quotes it from other sources. It's important to know. Should brocha be taken literally or not? Okay. Let's go on. V'tzorach levorach birchas chasanem v'beis achosan kodem anisuin. And the shem brochas before the nisuin. Okay, so what is a nisuin? Yichud ze hanikra hu hanikra kanisa lechupa nikra nisuin. This is the famous Rambam. You need a yichud aror lebia. Rambam says a yichud of a nida wouldn't work. The pshuto. Okay, Rama yesh omim de chupa eno yichud elakol sheivia achosn the basil l'shem nisuin. Oh, she comes to his house, right? As I said. In Beis Yishon Adora, she went into his house. She comes to his house. And then it says Nisuin. V'yesham shechupehi sheporosin sudav al roshem b'shas ha-bracha. They put something on their heads. We have the Giras of Rosham. Right? Rosham. Some of the Giras of Rosham. But it's the Giras of Rosham. B'shas ha-bracha, which of course is the Yekashivning of the Talas over their heads. Some of the Giras of Rosham, which may be the Badekin. Well, but then comes before the kiddushin. So how does that work? You can't have. So this says the nusach has broken the kaddish am yisrael at the chuppah the kiddushin. The order is wrong there too. So you look on the sheet. They said it was a mistake. It was chuppah v'kiddushin, right? They meant with a vase rafa chuppah, and then the vase comes a vase to a vase, and then some printer wrote it off. Essentially, stay in the sheet. But that's. So the other one to say, it means chuppah, which came out of day kiddushin. And some want to say, you know, if you have a chuppah before the kiddushin, it doesn't work then, but the second he puts the ring on her finger, she's automatically in the nesuah, because the previous state of being badekt still continues. She's still badekt. Same with the other thing we mentioned last week, she's under the canopy. So it's an instantaneous nesuah in the second of kiddushin. We'll come to, I don't think it's true, la locha, we mentioned it last week, but some say that way. V'yesh omim Yesh omrim, chupas psula b'shiyotza b'hinuma, that's the badekin, v'amonim b'shinis yachtu yichud, v'aminig ha-poshid achshav, likos chupo mokom shemachnis niriya prusa al-gabi klunsos, what we call the canopy, u'machnisin tachteho ha-choson, v'akala b'rabim, u'mekat shesham v'vorochat shabirchus eris v'nisuin, achakach molichin osa l'beisim ma'okun b'liyachat mokom tzenua, Zachupa Noegas Achshav. What does that mean? What's this Makom Tzenua? So some want to say that our minig is that we do everything. We try to be machmel kol hashitas to make an nisuin should be according to all the various shitas in the poskim. That's what we try to do. That's the question of how you define nisuin. See if I can find you that citation. Give me a minute. I think it comes from the Bach, if I'm not mistaken. We know, Rabosai, what's the difference if she's in Arusa or Nesua? Oh, what do you mean? Everyone knows. What are the three things? Hafra Dorea, Metamela, right? The Yorsha. All right, so who's going to have a case where someone dies on the spot under the chuppah? I've never had such a case. So, might have Kamina when it happens this minute, next. But I want to know. As of what split second is she in the sewer? Well, it's important to know. Yeah.
Is there not kamina if they're allowed to like to hold hands or to hug? Or
yeah, it could be a possible nafkamina. The biggest nafkamina we spoke about last week, siluk, dina dvarim and the chasam peres and olam. That's between the erison and the nisuin. So when can that take place? So the poskim don't really talk about it for this very reason. It does say tzorach levorachas birchas hasanim kodem anisuin. You have to know what it means. But the Shulchan Aruch says without the bracha she's in the suah gemurah. You can make the bracha even later on. You have to write a ksuma before kaseis of the chuppah. So when is all this? So it all comes from the Rambam and the Beis Shmuel and Siman Samach Beis. A lengthy discussion. So halacha lemaisa, Rabbosai, if we say that the birchas nisuin is on the yichud afterwards. Pischet Shuvah quotes from the Hamakne. Talicha is a hefsek between the bracha and the nisuin. Look at Hilchos Tzitzis, he says. When the Rambam says, Kodem Knisos on the Chuppah, means before they go into the Yichud room. That's not considered to be a hefsek. I am in his Mekash Tachas a Chuppah. Right? So what are you going to do? So what do you do? So you make the bracha right after the Kiddushin. That's what we do. Okay. The Bach says that you can make a chuppah even in that circumstance, but the Yeved, even if later on you can make the bracha. Why? I quote you. This is a Bach. To call mitzvah sheyesh lo meshech zman shaper ave ovel as yosan mimah sheyovel lahaba. Mitzvah nisuin he call ayomim ashu dovek biyishto. So even if you say it's a birchas a mitzvah, the birchas nisuin, so the mitzvah goes on. Like you have these days, people, they daven early, you daven 6 o'clock minyan, it's too early to make a bracha on Talos and Tefillin these days. So you put it on, you make the bracha later on. Right? This was quoted. Here too. You make the bracha later on, as long as he's happily married. David Bishta. You see, Clara, it's a mitzvah to remain married to your wife. That's why I stay in the Bach. That's what it says. He said it. Then he says, it's not a bracha, it's a mitzvah, it's a bracha, it's a shevach. It's a different word. If that's the case, Rabosai, if that's the case, we understand very well. It's two different opinions. Right? Is it birchas hamitzvah, birchas hashevach? So according to the second teretz, erisin is birchas hamitzvah, the Rambam says, right? But nisuin is a birchas shevach. Don't overlast the asin at all. The Ran says so, beferish. You make the bracha after the chuppah, ein brachas halalu ala birchas tefillah v'shevach. The Ran psach. Tehillim of Rochen also calls Zayin. Same brokers they make all the whole week. That's what it says. Okay, fine. But the first here is the Bach. Birchas Nisun is a Birchas a Mitzvah, but Nisun has a Meshach Zman, as long as they have Dovek B'Yishto. Birchas Eris in the Mitzvah is a Meister Kiddushin. A minute later, it's a Brochel of Atolik went to the Rambam. Happened already. Nisun, I told you, it's not a Meister, it's a Matzav. Eishes Ish Beveis Bailim, Beis Shonadara. It starts at a certain time, As long as it continues, you make a bracha on that masa, like the talus on your shoulders. That's my chiddush pshat in the Bach. Oh, take a look at the. I read you from the Beis Shmuel. Siman nun hey, sif katan hey. How was siman? So what do we do? Halacha lemaisa. What do we do? Says the Beis Shmuel from quoting from the Bach. I in Bach minik shalonu lotes kol adayas. Everything. First you do a badekin, then you do a chuppah, we call it a canopy, and then the ikah chuppah though, they go afterwards to a yichud, okay? And that's take place before Shabbos when he's married on Friday afternoon. Okay? So we try to do everything. That's what the Beis Shmuel quotes over here in the name of the Bach. We try to do, fulfill all the shittas. As a pischei tshuva, Sivkot and Beis. Okay. Nun Hei Sivkot and Beis. Says, what do we do? The Beis Shmuel says, the Bach says, Vinik Shlonel says, Kol HaDeis. So, Min HaRoy, Lochosh Gam HaDeizu, Techupas Pesula, Beinan Gam Ken Yichud, Techazio Lebiya. So, we try to do it. So, she's a Isha Tahora. He did a Yichud Ero Lebiya. He said before Shabbos in those cases. All right. When is a Nida? Can't help it. It's enough to have a chuppah. You rely upon that. According to the bracha, according to the Beis Shmuel, you can't make before the bracha before the chuppah because of hefsek. So you rely on the shittas that's as soon as nachal until the yichud, they eat together, whatever that means. But the Ramos is a dark emotion, samach beis, lo levorach b'chaz chasanem ad achash etikonis the chuppah. What does that mean? That if you don't need a chuppah, roll the beer. You don't need to make a bracha before the knisa, right? And the yichud chuppah is not yichud, so therefore you make the bracha under the chuppah. Wait a minute, but kala lebracha sula by the kanida. How can you have yichud? Apparently, pshat is as follows: the Rama holds bracha means chuppah, as we said. The Beis Shmuel said in Sifkot and Aleph. Never mentioned the word bracha. The Rama holds it the first teretz of the Bach. It's a birchas hamitzvah. The Chesed Mishnah writes the very open halacha nuchas issues. They asked the Rambam's son, "What do you mean kedusha is a mitzvah?" So before Shimon Moed caught in fakert, you get you le'ares and chalamoid lo avin mitzvah. Only Lisa is a makes a mitzvah. So he answered, "The mitzvah is Lisa b'ksuva v'kedushin, and kedushin is the beginning of the nisuin. Eres without nisuin is nothing. So when the Rambam says ksuva v'kedushin, he meant chuma v'kedushin." Rama's Lashitaso, that Ksuba only it's for Nesua. That's how my Rebbe said Psha. Ksuba, the Kiddush means this Chuba the Kiddush. Ah, how you make a bracha now? You didn't finish it yet? You make a bracha on what we call the Maisa Mitzvah. Even if it's the Kima Mitzvah, it's not until later on. If we are right, Nesuin is a Maisa Mitzvah of Yichud Aroa Labia. It's a Maisa Mitzvah. Make a bracha smicha over lasiyasa, except the ma'ase kedushin makes a shame chal shem eset shish, which goes on with no continuation. So you do it after the bracha levatala. But nisuin, as the Bach said, you create a matzah of eset shish based barley, which has to continue as they live in peace and harmony forever. If they're separated, then it's not continuing. So again, Rabosai, back to the issue of siluk. So the Shach says in Siman Samach Vav in Choshen Mishpat, "Mizmanenu shemekachim tachas achupa, iyevshu l'stalik ben kedushin l'nisuin." And the Daka Moshe sounds that way. However, the Chasam Sova says no. In Eben Ezra Chelik Beis Siman Kuf Samach Vav, they had a possibility of siluk. What's that? Said, "I'm giving you a pshat. The minig that we have today, you want to as of what split second?" She's in the suit, I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly the split second. Not when he puts the ring on her finger, as the Shach and Daka Moshe would have it. No. Rather, when you finish the Sheva Brachas. When they say the magic words, Mesameh Chos Nebakala, as of that moment, she's in the suit. Then we fulfill the idea of the Brachas Kodim Nisuin. I told you earlier, a few minutes ago, the name of my Rebbe, Pshat in the Torah Kedushin, about that kiddush, the bia after kiddushin is right away at the tchilas bia, haro, not the gemara bia. You can't postpone a matzav. Yeah, rabosai, that's a matzav which is called bia. That there's no other way to reinterpret that. That's what it is. I'll give you. I ask a shaila. That's in the olden days. They had a situation of Orus and Arusa for 12 months before the Nisuan. And one day, he takes her on a date, and they stand under a canopy of some restaurant. Oh, a chuppah. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But they're under a chuppah. No. Let's say, for argument's sake, even better. Let's say a brother's getting married, so they're both staying under a real chuppah. The Meshudach is in the Meshudach. It's also ridiculous. Why? Because you see that you have to have a certain level of kavana, and I'll explain to you, which as the Aruch HaShulchan said. This Aruch HaShulchan is very, very important. Very important. Listen carefully, please. It says like this. Maya chuppah, the poskim disagree. Klolo shodavah. Mika din Torah have nisuan bia l'shem nisuan. O ha-hachana l'zeh. V'ha-chuppah hu ya-chana l'zeh. Eiz ha-chana talibim min hoga. Came in the Koran is there a dove chuppah, mevorach and a brachas, nigma nisuim. V'tachlis ha-chonas kol ha-chuppas, shemiregaz uve'elach niklas al-reshuso, u'muchon lichyos imo ki ish v'yishto. So be it, so if you can't postpone the chalos, then it's going to be znus. Chuppah depends upon the minig, and the minig is not until you have brachas nisuim, we saw it. She's not in the stool until you finish the shemir brachas. That's what the Chasam Sofer said, and there can be siluk in between, as I told you. Yichud goma roa lebiya. That's a question, whether you can postpone the chalos or not. That's a question. I'm not going to get involved in that issue. If they have yichud roa lebiya and they want to postpone the chalos later, that's an open question. I don't have time to go into now. Look at Pischet Shuva Simen Sadi Beis Sivkot Nav. The minute is the star kodem and isuin. Yes, it comes at the same time. Yeah, that's a good kasha. It says, look on the Chavis Yor. If you look at the end of Simen and Shuva Avodah Sagashuni. I feel it when the Yodim Shlo Silikas Hatsam Ben Eris and Isuin, Mahani Hodaoso, you can admit that you did it then. That's what we do on our prenup. Right? He admits he was deemed to have been repeat the same waiver at the time of the marriage. It works. Hodaos Baldin. I can also assume that, we're not going into that right now, that probably he's not entitled to earnings anyway. Because if you look at Erwan and Simon Pei, Sadofa de Adchak, and some say, if you look at Otsu Poskim, she works out of the house, it's even more than a de Adchak. Okay, fine. Rabosai, we only have a few minutes left. I'm trying to cover a lot of ground. Let's see what we can do. Fine. Nunhei, Siv Beis, Hamaris, and Seisha, Berech, Berechas, Chasanev, Lunisiachim, Beso, Aidain, Arusahi. And Birchat Chasanim also Nesu'in Ela Knisa L'chupa. As we said earlier, Nimsa Shlo Yofa also L'chol B'chokas Birchat Chasanim V'lo Nesiach Tum Yad HaKach Tum Mevorach Birchat Chasanim B'Shaz Kiddushin B'Beis Arusa Hainuk Davka B'Yehuda Shem Mesiach Adima. So you should try to hurry up. Natan the Birchat Nesu'in till they get to the Yichud, you should try to hurry up. So if there's going to be a speech, the speech will take place between Eris and Nesu'in. Rashi is a minig, they would read the ksuba then, right? Anyone can read the ksuba. But it's a minig to separate between the Eris and the Suan. You want to be separate, behider, have a speech, so a long speech. Don't have a speech at the end after the Suan. You try to hurry them up to get from the Birchas Nisuan to the Yichud as quickly as possible. That's what it says. Fine. We mentioned pointed out, you can always make us Nisuan later on. I'm not going to repeat that again. Okay, a few minutes. Simen Nun Zayin. The Ramah. End of Nun Zayin. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Yesh Omer Dechotzer Shalo O Shal Shneem Stam Yichud Havel L'Shem Nisuin. Okay. Some want to say that you have to rent out the makam of the chuppah or the makam of the yichud room. I think it's an unnecessary chumrah. It's the shame's there. In the olden days, guess where they lived, the chosn kala? By the shver, by her parents' house. Doesn't matter if they've been miyachad in a room, that's their room. So that's good enough. That's good enough. So we pass in halacha lemaisa, even though some are have chumras over here, which we don't necessarily have to follow. Now we go to the Ramo and Simon Samach Aleph. Sif Aleph. Trich and Nichle Vaksuma Kodam Achupa. Kdeshet Yechupa Ruil the Beer. Okay, so you have to should write the ksuba earlier. We had a case where they made a mistake in the ksuba. That's next week. We'll see a mistake. They left out the kanina, so we had a mistake. So there was a whole tumult. They wanted to hold up the yichud until after they wrote a new ksuba. I said, "It's tirch of the tzibur. They hold out keep it forever." So we will make it that maybe the ksuba is good the way it is, and maybe it's other coolest. So we let them go into the yichud room, even though the ksuba itself was going to be redone. All right, that's over here. Take a look over here in the Beis Shmuel, in Simen Samach Aleph. He tells you over here, Kinsa l'chupa v'lobir v'yams chasayim v'yichupa gemura, ein abrochos mi'akvos. Okay. Some say, it says brochos mi'akvos, asur k'nida. Says, oh, doesn't really mean it. So I like that. That's why, and it seems to me, saying the Sheva Brochos should be a prerequisite. That's why they're not really married. Another reason why they're not really married until the seventh bracha is completed. Sameach Chosan Im Hakala. Then and only then. Until then, they're not. The Ramok was submitted to fast on the day of the wedding. Either it's a Yom Kippur or they shouldn't get drunk. So if a person has a hard time fasting, you tell them they should not fast, but they shouldn't drink any alcoholics. That's very, very important. And that's what you have to tell people who are weak, and many people are weak nowadays. You have to be careful not to. If you're a Masadik Yedushin, Rabbi Ose, and the Chosin is fasting, don't let him drink the whole cup of wine. I was once at a wedding like that. It was June. The Chosin was a Shtarka. He had some kind of Chumrah. Drank the whole cup of wine. 20 minutes later, he was on the floor. But she fainted. I was worried what it was until I realized what happened. So, grape juice, Rabbi Ose. You want wine, take a sip. You should also order white wine. It shouldn't stay in the gown. That's halacha l'maaseh kiddush. Make sure they tell them to order white wine or white grape juice. It's also very important, Rabbi Ose. Good. Okay, fine. They talk about the long vidur that the chazan says. Either he says it at shachos, he says it at mincha, whatever is more appropriate. Fine. Then over here, something interesting. The Ramo writes, you should have a schupa tachas kippus hashamayim, simetov sheizarim kachov hashamayim. I made a quip already last time. They don't want too many kids, so they should get married inside. But that minik is still a good minik. And it's the chupa, not the kiddush. I told you the rabbi got it backwards in the case I described last week. Okay. There is an important pisre tshuva over here. Can you make a chup and shul? The Chasam Sofer says Chas v'Sholem. It's copying the reform. Dake humus. So there, Rav David Lifshitz would not go into a chup in a shul. He wouldn't go. When it's close, I mean, he came late. Came afterwards. My rabbi wasn't concerned with this. He went to many chuppas in shuls. He thought it was a bad idea because it's not appropriate to be in the shuls. It's a makom kodesh for Torah and tefillah, not to get married. A revised word about chosen kissing people in the shul, which you're not supposed to do. And of course, my rabbi is right. It only applies to a shul that's kedusha. So people make weddings in non-orthodox shuls, which is a problem of its own. But according to my rabbi, it's less of a problem because there's no kedusha there. To the Chassam Sof is a bigger problem. It's mamash darki umas. They have no mechitzas there. So the demon have their own way of handling this situation. Fine. So it's over here. Tzorach lehamen achosn the small hakala. The kala should be on his right. Based on the pasuk in Tehillim. Some say they should face east. Or on a kodesh. Means if it's in shul. And some say it should face south, and some say it should face north. It seems to me they have two choices, to face the crowd or away from the crowd. his face on an angle, which is some people wanted because of Yishu Alayim. Can't stop them, but that's not the meaning when I grew up. Which way should they face? So I had an interesting conversation once with Rabbi Hillel David Shlita about this. I was at a wedding, and I was a Masada. He was ridiculous. He's like from the Goyen Leolim, but he was Mitzada Kala, and the Chosda wouldn't, whatever. So you can't help it. You have to do what you have to do. So he said, I don't care which way they face. He said, if you don't mind, they should face, Chosda should face the Oilim, and the Rabbi should face, okay, but tell me why. My Rabbi, Rav Hutna, said it. I said, why? Rav Hutna said, you know, he was always a Tifa, Baal Machshava. He said, By the Goyim, the priest faces the crowd. Because the priest marries them. It's a sacrament. The priest marries them. So the one who does it should face the crowd, of course. By us, the man marries his wife. You don't even need a rabbi. You don't need a rabbi. You don't. If someone asks you to do a wedding, we're not going to have a marriage license. It's a misdemeanor. Don't you ever do it. It's the clergy is prohibited from doing it in the state of New York because they view it as if you're doing anything. Interesting, in the state of New York, someone who's not a rabbi can do whatever he wants. It once had a case that way. So we said the Kala's brother was not a rabbi, so he was the quote Masada Kedushin. It's a rabbi stood behind him. As I mentioned, as an aside. So always, if you meet with, they should have to make sure they get their marriage license in order. Okay, time is very short. I mean, time is fundamentally up. It's also supposed to speak about Samach Beis, Samach Dalet, and Samach Hei. Well, give me just 2 minutes about each. I can't really talk about. It's mostly about Sheva brachos over here. So you make Sheish brachos. You make, besides the Baruch Pregg often, that's under the chuppah, we know. And in that case over there, the Baruch Pregg often comes first, comes first, okay. I can't read everything. And you have a cup of wine, so it's a total of 7. Simon Samach Beis, Sif Aleph. Good. Barhetiv says, interestingly, everyone's supposed to stand up for Sheva Brachos. That's what it says. In Europe, they always stood up. In America, if it sits down, this really isn't, it's not so simple. He says, Birchos Hasanim Ein Lem Seder. If you miss one, you do what you remember. I once had a case. If the first guy got up, I was in Masada Kedusha, and I wasn't paying careful attention. And the guy said, Shachla Baruch Vodo. It says number one on some of those cue cards. Oh, yeah, I didn't know what to do. So I remember there's a Mordechai, the way it's understood by the Ramah, that says, you know, the same as by benching Baruch Pregofen is last, he, under the Chuppah too, says, you know what, we'll do the Baruch Pregofen last. And I was corrected by Rabban Shechter, Shlita, I wanted him to be Masada Kedusha, but they wouldn't let because he was Masada Kala. What can I do? I can't help it. And I saw afterwards, I think he's right, because that Pshat and the Mordechai is based on a typo. Taka Moshe had a wrong, I can't go into it right now, it's a Mordechai, the meaning of Ksubis. The better way to do it is if you said Shachar, Baruch Pregofen should be number 2, not number 7, but should be number 2. So, I made a mistake, I think based on the wrong girsa that we had. Okay. Mistakes, you can always try to correct down the road. Okay. Amen is Mekash Tachas HaChupah. It's what about Hefzik, I told you before. Again, I can't go into the details anymore. Time does not allow. Sif Hei in Siman Samach Beis. Birchas Mevorchen Birchas Chasanim Beis Chasanim Acha Birchas Hamazon B'chol Suda V'Suda Shalchem Sham Vein Mevorchen Birchas Zu Lo Avodin V'Lo Ktanim. Come on, Rabosai, jump on it. Come on, no. This was the diuk which some distinguished Rabbanim many years ago made to say, you see, the Rambam only, this is the Rambam, he only excluded Avodim and Ketanim, he didn't exclude Nashim. In my opinion, it's 100% correct. But it's only the Rambam's view, and only is viewed with respect to Shevet Brachos by Birchas HaMazon. The Rambam considered the Shevet Brachos of Birchas HaMazon to be an integral part of Birchas HaMazon. And an integral part of Birchas HaMazon, so women are chayim Birchas HaMazon as well. He never said it in the Shevet Brachos under the Chuppah. And we don't follow Rambam in any event, in many other ways about that his shita. But I just want to let you know, if someone hits you with this diuk, that's the answer. Yes?
We know that women being a star for the single body, that women being a star for the Shevet Brachos.
It's an excellent question. He didn't say them a star for the 10 people that you need. He said that if you have 10 people and you're able to make Shevet Brachos, that it's meduyik and Rambam, I agree, that a woman can make one of the Shevet Brachos. In benching only, and only according to the Rambam. They don't want to do that. They want to do it under the chuppah, the benching. There's no publicity there. But even that I wasn't allowed. We don't follow Rambam in this nekuda. I can't go into all the problems of why we don't follow Rambam in this nekuda, but I just want to should be aware of this diyuk and Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, Samach Beis Sefei, and be prepared to respond to it. Okay? It's important to understand. Huh?
The Mechaber Paschans?
This is the Mechaber going to the Rambam.
Say, if
the Machaber passes, like right. We're Ashkenazim. This is only Shitas Rambam. If you're a Svardi and you want to do it, I can't stop you. But the Maisa, we don't have this. It's not our minute. Okay. So now, just very, very briefly, it's not really Siddur Kedushin per se, but you have to know a little bit because it's going to come to you how you make the bracha. So it's 7 days. That's only in certain cases. It's a little tricky over here, and this question will easily come to you. You have to know how to respond to it, Rabbi Osai. We pass in Halacha L'maisa, this is the Pisket Shuvah quotes from the Chasam Sofer. It was an Almon and Almona. You only make the bracha of Shevet Brachos at the wedding meal if it's the same day as the chuppah. So if they get married at 2 o'clock and they get finish it at 7 o'clock and it's after dark, Shevet Brachos L'chuppah. So you have to either get married at 12 or get married at 6 after dark. If it's the second marriage, you want to make the Shevet Brachos at the chuppah. That's number one. What about cases where you want to make Shevet Brachos all week? So if neither was ever married, 100%. What if he was never married? You also make Shevet Brachos for an entire week. What will happen if he was once married and she is a Ba'ula? It's a Pisrei Tshuva, there's no Shevet Brachos. I mean, only one day. That's a tough case. It's embarrassment, da-da-da-da-da-da. Got to figure these things out in advance. You should go on a honeymoon. Whatever we say they shouldn't do normally, they should do in that case to avoid any issue of Kavod Abrius. Someone want to be making more than the Pisrei Tshuva and the Chasam Sofer, but it's very difficult to say that. And again, I'm just a lack of time, not reading you inside. Okay, you need panu chadashis. Another important thing. Panu chadashis, according to the Rambam, again, it's his chiyuv. It's part of benching, it's his chiyuv. So if someone else makes a bracha, it's being mo to him. It can be anyone over bar mitzvah. According to Tosis, panu chadashis means it's a ribu simcha. That's why Shabbos is a substitute. But the Rambam never holds from Shabbos. He didn't hold from these midrashim. And forget about it. He was a litvak in a sense. You had to have mamash, a new person. It can be anybody. According to Tosfos, the post can say it has to be someone who adds simcha to the event. Not some anybody.
Simcha to the chasen or
chasen kala. I think Rabbi Shechtel is quoted as saying it could be a woman too. Egalitarian rabbi. It could be a woman if she's moisiv simcha to the chasen and kala. It would work. According to Shita Tosfos, that's what I was told in his name. Okay, I hear it. But that wasn't about moisiv simcha, but stam a person from the street, it would not work. Okay, now that we're basically almost out of time, let me just go to Simon Samach Dalet and Hey for a minute. Simon Samach Dalet, Sif Hey. You can't get married on Shabbos, all right? And there's a whole discussion of when is the Nisuan of an Almona. I just don't have the time to go into it. There are distinctions potentially between a Psul and an Almona as to exactly what moment the Nisuan takes place. I agree with that. There are those who want to say that this, according to Tosfos and Yuma, it's retroactive. Tosfos really never said that, so that I disagree with. The last Maramakam is Simon Samach Hey. In Simon Samach Hey, it says here in Sif Gimel, You have to put Efer Barosha Chosin, B'makom Menachos Tefillin, Zechel Avedas Yerushalayim. Okay? And some break a cup after the Shavuot Brachos. When I got married, after the chuppah was over, the Rav took ashes and put it around it to pick up my hat and put it down on my Makom Tefillin. And then we broke the glass. And that's what I try to do to follow in the Minhagim of my Rebbe. There were those who put the ashes on even before their marriage, before the chuppah, which, again, I'm sure it's not a terrible thing. But, again, that's not the way it was done at my chasna, so I try to follow the minig of the Rebbe. There's more to be said over here in Pischei Tshuva, the idea of breaking a glass, what kind of glass it should break. It says over here, "Asher nogel lehalbash hakala v'tachshit shekohen bindet sarachir." What does that mean? A kala, the ein shanoshim loshim kamoso. In other words, a tiara. A tiara. Does anyone else wear a tiara except for a kala? Those crowns? It's a serious problem, in my opinion. If it's really made from real silver, it's mamash awesome. Our tiara is a fake. Kakalosa takanoso. It's made from beads. But it looks like a silver. I'll end with this one story. So I never liked tiaras. And I was once at a wedding of a Talmud of mine from my community and the Talmud here in the yeshiva. And his wife's from Flatbush. And I said, you shouldn't use a tiara. Well, everybody uses a tiara. So I went to the house. I was in Flatbush anyway for speaking engagement. I went to the house. I took the tiara. Went to a Fivel Cohen. The Rav Poisek in Flatbush. I said, no. He takes his wife and says, let's look at our five children on the pictures on the top of the fireplace. No one's wearing a tiara. I said, but the truth is it's not really silver, it's really beads. He sent me to a Rabbi Edelman from Chaim Berlin. Rabbi Edelman says, only beads. Okay. And he calls me up. He got my name, I guess. He got my number from Rabbi Fabi Cohen. But it's a Maris Ayin, Charlotte. No, people don't know it's beads. He really is better, maybe shouldn't do it. So I told the Kala, listen, Rabbi Fabi Cohen says you can do it, but I think it's better to do it. She didn't do it. And in that school, she would have had many, many brachas. Okay. We'll stop here. Rabbosai, next week we'll talk about ksuba. Okay. Tuesday. Tuesday is a ksuba. Okay. Do you have a minion for Mincha, everybody? Is there a minion? Yes? Good. Wow. You can't cover everything.
Just a question. My wife, she's a teacher. So I haven't gotten teachers.